This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote. A joint session of the U.S. Congress certified President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College win earlier this morning, several hours after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn Biden's win. Biden topped the 270 electoral vote threshold to become president and Kamala Harris vice president. President Trump issued a statement that he disagrees with the outcome of the election and the facts bear him out, but there will be an orderly transition of power on January 20th when Biden and Harris are sworn into office. The president did not say if he will attend the inauguration ceremony. On Wednesday, Trump stirred up the protesters at a rally near the White House before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. Amid the chaos, a California woman was shot and killed inside the Capitol, and the circumstances of the incident are under investigation. Three other people died in apparent medical emergencies. Several police were injured in the clashes, and dozens of people were taken into custody. President-elect Joe Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling their action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Meantime, Facebook and Twitter suspended President Trump from their platforms Wednesday after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. Twitter locked out his account for 12 hours and said that future violations, including repeating falsehoods about the integrity of the presidential election by Trump, could result in permanent suspension. Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook owns, followed in the evening, announcing they wouldn't be able to post any of Trump's information for 24 hours. Via remote, this is VOA News.